I also saw another interesting tagline about Vezenko, because she has already won 4 MVP of the Round awards this season. So the MVP is now most Vezenko player. That's also a good one.
Frankie and I were the ones who told you to change your centers. So we have to get credit for that.
No. I asked for this advice. And instead, I got a whole speech about Sylvain Francisco. Okay. Yeah. So this decision is on me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast. My name is Kavi Gancedo, and with me is Vasiliki Karamusa. Vasiliki, how are you?
I'm great. How couldn't I be great after the week I had?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it was my best ever, my all-time high, 229 points. And all that due to the one and only Sasha Vezenko, who was like incredible, 45 points, like smashed a couple of records for his own. He was really close to smashing Nigel Hayes-Davies for the most time scored in a game too, but unfortunately he couldn't make that. Still like pretty great for those of us who had him on our teams. And I have to tell you, I hesitated a bit for a moment. I thought about keeping Kedrick Nunn because he had like 26, 27, I think. And I was like, do I do it? Do I do not? But as I said, Frankie, if it's less than 30, I will probably get Sasha in this time, not 25, 30. What about you?
Well, first of all, let me say that Frankie Sack is very much missed. He's on EuroLeague Deals today doing an interview. He couldn't make it. Second, there's a lot of data about this Vezenko. He had the sixth best PAR in EuroLeague history, and the best in 4 years. Vezenko was amazing. He only missed 2 shots. 3 of his baskets was a catch, 1 dribble and shoot. The other 15 were catch and shoot. So total 3 dribbles for 18 baskets is crazy. But speaking of fantasy, I think there's a group of people who had him as a captain, who had 80 plus points from him. They all have 200 points. I kept Kendrick Nunn as a captain. That's what stopped me from getting to the 2,000 point club. I had 178.5. Good week for everybody, but especially for you. Gerald was amazing.
Yeah, but not me, just me, but because as you said, there were a couple of people who were even better. One of them is Dimitris, KT and S. Some balls are missing there, but he's definitely Greek and he was the winner of our private league for round 20. So congratulations to him, but I think you want to give his flowers to someone else too.
Yeah, Onyem Bilotijevic, he's our leader in the private league, but he's second overall. He has over 3,379 points. It's unbelievable. He's we're kind of rooting for him to win the whole thing. If he wins next year in 2026, he'll go to the Final Four. So let's hope that we can see him over there. If somebody wins the overall prize, I'd like it to be somebody from our private league, right?
Yeah. Definitely. And if you want to have some tips, some advice for us, she's more than welcome to go on the comments and tell us what we can do a little bit better.
Left all business. Vezenko, of course, is the name of the week. I guess that he went over 20 credits. I don't remember any player being over 20 credits in the game, like ever. But now he's 20.6. Too expensive now, or should we? I mean, those managers who don't have him should get him at any price.
I don't know how the managers that don't have Sasa Vezenkov can afford him. There are not many people who are around there that you can sell and get Vezenkov. And if you do, you're missing now. If you don't have 2 superstars, it's kind of hard right now.
How about recommending some players who are cheap and around the 7-8 credits? So you can, if you trade 2 superstars for Vezenkov and this player, it can work. My pick right now, without Will Clyburn and without Toko Shengelia, is Achille Palonara. It's 7.3 yes. credits. That means if you have a couple of players of around the 14, 15 credit limit, you can afford getting Vezenkov and getting somebody like Palonara. But we would need more, like Matthew Strassel, for instance, right?
Yeah, Matt has proved me so right. Even though Nikolathis is now with the team, he's still performing excellent. I think he has established himself inside the team, and I think that he's not going to lose that much minutes.
I think that this would be my two options. Also, if you want to trade a like expensive center, maybe Momo Diouf, maybe Eli Ndiaye, all these players are doing well. But my advice right now is get Bezenkov, no matter what. Best for Prez.
Best for Prez, yeah, for sure. And I also saw another interesting tagline about Bezenkov, because he has already won 4 MVP of the Round awards this season. So the MVP is now most Bezenkov player. That's good. Also a good one. Yeah.
Anyway, more stuff to talk about, more stuff to discuss. Théo Maledon. He had a kind of okay game last week, but he had a PR of 10 the previous week. Could it be this, like, if you have to think of, could it be one of the players to trade right now, Maledon?
Yeah, maybe. I think like half of Europe panicked last week because there was suddenly a report coming from France that said that Maledon was dealing with an ankle injury, and he was like a game time decision or like doubtful for the game between Fes and Asvel. But I don't think that many people traded him because it was close to the round starting and many people took their chances, and he managed to play after all. And he did really well. But yeah, he's one of the options for sure. He's one of the most expensive players right now. He's a good option. But I will go with another expensive player this week. And I'm talking about Mike James. At the beginning of the season, I said he used to be my go-to guy in fantasy in the previous years. And I will want to get him on my team at some point. I did have him on my team at some point during the season, but not for long, because there are many too expensive players that are providing really well and I can't afford everybody. But I think now is the time for me to get Mike James. Monaco is playing against Bayern. They had a comfortable win against the German team at home. Now they're playing in Munich. Bayern is not doing pretty well lately. They're a bit shaky. And I think after the defeat against Barcelona, who was kind of like rough for Monaco, they will need to step up a little bit. And I think Mike James is going to be one of those players.
Let's do something that we haven't done, which is kind of a crossover between podcasts. You've been talking about the new coach of Efes in your league on France.
Yes.
And how it can impact, the game. Let's talk about fantasy. And shout out to your league on France, which is a great podcast. And you should watch it like every week. It's amazing.
Thank you for the advertisement. Happy you are one of the contributors too, even though you're not in front of the cameras. A shout out to you as well. But yeah, the Efes situation is changing again because of Banky and because of the addition of PJ Dozier. I'm not sure he's registered yet, if he's going to play this week and if people can buy him on fantasy. But I think the lineups will change. I'm not sure if he's going to play as a guard or if we're going to see him as a small forward, because he's tall and he can play also at the three at some situations. But some people are going to lose their minutes. I don't think Larkin is going to be one of them, because he's the alpha dog for Efes. He will always be. But I don't know what will this mean for like people like Brian, like Bois, like Darius Thompson. I'm not sure. What do you think?
I like Poirier now. I saw the game, even when they lost against Asvel, by the way, third loss by Luka Banky against Asvel this season, which is rare. And Poirier played 27 minutes, and he had a really good game, 14 points or something like 19 PAR. Then I checked the Turkish league game, and they played 20-20, Oturu and Poirier. But it looks like he trusts Poirier. Now, he plays against Paris. In Paris, in France, where he was born. I think it's going to be a very special game for him. And Paris is not especially big. Okay, Kevario says he's a very good player. But Poirier, it could be off for a great night. And also, he plays in turn one, and not many players play in turn one this week.
I really like this option, because Paris is also one of the teams that are struggling right now. 5 losses in a row after the 10-game win streak. Yeah, and they're not especially big. Like with Hayes and Jantunen. Jantunen also likes to go out and shoot threes. He's not in the paint that much. So I think Poirier may have an avatar there. So I really like this choice. So the Alba rule still applies, at least in my eyes. So I will trade Sorunas Jasikevičius with Ettore Messina and also save some credits there because he's a cheaper option. Armani still fighting for their lives. They're doing better, even though they have some injuries they're fighting with. So yeah, we'll go with Messina in my bench. And I had to trade Sylvain Francisco because he got injured last week, and not because he didn't play well, as Frank implied, but I still kept Francisco on my team. Unfortunately, he was injured with only two and a half minutes into the game. Still, he had a PIR of 7, though, not negative. So that was something. But I will get my James instead, as I already told you. Now it's time for me to get the all-time EuroLeague scorer. And I think he's on track to reach 5,000 points, which we have never seen before. I think he needs 78 points to reach that mark. I also got rid of Banja C from Paris. He was a bench player, not giving me much. And I got Pippo Ricci from Armani because Armani is playing against Alba. I think we will see a more broadened rotation, and Ricci may have some minutes there and do something. And I also traded Romo Sorkin because Hasiel Rivera is back. So I think this will affect his situation, and got Andreas Grazulis from Virtus Bologna because of the many injuries and because that some people need to step up, and Grazulis is one of them. He has seen some increase into his minutes, and I hope he will provide something for my bench. What about yours?
I like it. No, first of all, I have to say that I like it. I was going to tell you, well, you got almost 230 points. Why do you change anything? But you needed to change, right? I mean, with Francisco's injury. And improving your bench is also, when the core of the team works, improving your bench can make you even better. So let's hope it goes like this. I had to make a bigger revolution because I had a lot of players who have been not so good lately. I tried Coach Ataman to put Messina. It's not the Alba rule, you know, I don't follow it that much as you guys. But it's true that Alba beat Milano in Berlin this year. And yes. I guess that's in the back of everybody's mind. And I'm sure that Milan will have a very solid game, and I expect a big win. This time, I traded David McCormack and also the two Maccabi players that I had, Jalen Hoard and Tammy Blatt. Tammy Blatt had a -4 last week, and I just don't see how I can keep him. So I'm getting Achille Polonara, who's 7.3 credits. I think it's a steal right now. And now I have the choice. Right now I have Devin Booker and Shane Larkin, but I could have Mike James and Vincent Poirier. Now, I think Larkin will have a very good game against the Sharks, and it's going to be a high-scoring game, and Larkin could have one of these monster games that, and get a 40 PAR, especially after Bezenkov did 45. He probably wants to showcase his scoring skills. But having Mike James and Poirier may be better. What do you think?
That's a pretty good dilemma you have right there. But I think both duos are really, really well. I don't see like how you can go wrong with any of these like combinations. But I think you'll have to go with your hand and decide like last minute.
Yeah, I'll wait until the final second and see what's going on.
Where are you inclining more? From which one?
Right now, after what I said about Poirier, I didn't realize that he played against Paris. And maybe I'll go with James and Poirier. But right now, so far, my first choice is Larkin and Booker. But I may change it during the week, depending on what happens. So my team looks like this. It's going to be turn one. I have Shane Larkin, Sasha Vesenkov, Etienne Osmani, and Jeron Di Bartolomeo. In the end, I got a Maccabi player. I always have a Maccabi player. I don't know why. And then turn two, I have Devin Booker, Joel Bolonboy, Kendrick Nunn. These two are rock solid. I have Terry Tarpey. I have Kalaitzakis, who saved my day the other day with a 7.7. And Polonara, and with Messina's coach. What about you?
So I have Joel Bolomboy as my center, Sasa Bezenkov and Chimezie Metu as a forward, which for whom I didn't speak because people who saw last episode saw me having Billy Hernangómez as my center, but also not being sure about that choice, which thank God I didn't make after all. So I got rid of Billy Hernangómez and got Joel Bolomboy into his place.
I have to say that Frankie and I were the ones who told you to change your centers. So we have to get credit for that.
No. When I told you my choices, I was the one who said, guys, I don't feel very comfortable about Billy Hernangómez. Should I go with him or should I not go with him? I asked for this advice. And instead, I got a whole speech about Sylvain Francisco. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So this decision is on me.
Okay, cool.
There was a DNP for Billy Hernangómez, so that would be disastrous if I had gone with that choice. But Joel Bolomboy had a great game instead, and I got Chimezie Metu because I had to sacrifice Janan Musa, who also played really well, but I couldn't afford him if I wanted to get Bolomboy. So that's how I ended up with a Bolomboy and Metu in my team. Mike James and Kendrick Nunn as my starting guards. I have a backup center in Elie Ndiaye, who also had a pretty good game. Malte Dillo, Matt Strazel, Andrei Krasulis, and Pippo Ricci are in my bench. And as I said, Ettore Messina is my head coach.
Let's talk captains. All yours.
Okay. So Sasa Mazenga was playing in T1, and I wouldn't be right in my brains if I didn't put him as my captain, so we'll go with Sasa Mazenkov. And if he scores less than 30, you see I'm stepping up the mark right now lately. If he scores under than 30, I will go with Kendrick Nunn, probably. I have also Mike James, so now there's a dilemma there, but I think I will go with Kendrick Nunn because he's come from 5 consecutive games with more than 25 points. And I know he's trying to break that record because he told me after the game. He gets motivated from things like that and wants to break more records. So I will go with Nat. What about you?
Same, basically. But how different choice for turn two, which is I'm going to go for Berzenkov, of course. He should play really well this week again. But I'm going to go for Joel Bolomboy in turn two because I want to be safe. Maybe for whatever reason, Nen will have a bad shooting night. But with Bolomboy, rebounds and blocks, you cannot go wrong. He's going to get 10, 12 rebounds. He's going to get a couple of blocks. That gives him 14 guaranteed points. And if Bezenko doesn't play well, I need something like for sure, you know? So that's why I'm going for Bolomboy. If Bezenko doesn't play well.
I don't see how Bezenko won't play well against Baskonia. No. I don't know. Like, they're not in a very good place right now. They lost again in the domestic league. They have Tadas Sedekerskis out. Marcus Howard is questionable.
And Kamar Balwi was out, but he might be back for the double round week. I was in Girona this weekend seeing the team, and it was pretty bad, let's say. But I doubt they can play that bad twice or three times in the same week. They can only go up from there. They just had a bad game, and that was it.
Yeah, not that bad, but Olympiakos is playing really well lately, so I don't see them losing in Vitoria, in my eyes.
Also, Bezenkov also always plays well in West Arena. I remember last time was early in the two seasons ago, and he had like 5 3-point shots. It was unbelievable. He played an incredible game that day. So everything points to another big Bezenkov game, so let's see what happens.
So what's your friend? Well,
yeah, best surprise all the way. Vasiliki, anything to add?
No, I think we covered everything. We covered the bases for this round two. We'll only have one episode, even though it's a double week. So, yeah.
Okay, so make sure you follow Vasiliki, Frankie and I on Twitter, or X, formerly known as Twitter. And that's the end of the show. We have two rivalry series game of the weeks this week. In round 21, we have FC Barcelona against Panathinaikos Actor Athens. And in round 22 is Real Madrid against Olympiakos. Very good games, and you can watch these two and 16 more this week on Euroleague TV. Make sure you like, subscribe, hit the notification button. And if you have any comment, we are reactive. Just drop us a comment and we'll get back to you. I'll see you next week in the Euroleague Fantasy Challenge podcast.